Welcome back to Caught on a Coat Rack with me, George H. Martin, and today, as ever, Sam Croft.
Episode 16.
It is episode 16. 16!
Yeah, 16. That's 16 weeks worth of recording.
That is.
And we've had weeks off.
That's about 16 hours worth of content right there.
16 hours worth of content. You've got these vloggers putting out 10 minutes a week.
Yeah, exactly. I reckon we're much better, aren't we?
We're better.
We're Worthing's number one podcast, Sam. Do you know that?
And I wouldn't even be sticking my neck out by saying that.
No. It's easy to be number one when you are the only one. It's very, very easy.
Oh, yes.
You've been in Cardiff, haven't you?
I was in Cardiff Friday night. I went down there.
What's it all about? Check it out.
Oh, basically, a company that we buy a lot of stuff off.
Yeah.
Took us down there.
Yeah.
Me and Craig done the factory tour.
They make fans.
They make fans.
They make fans.
And AHUs. Heat recovery units.
Sorry. Yeah. What are you abbreviating there?
Air handling unit. Heat recovery unit.
Okay. This all seems...
Extract fan. Supply fan.
These all seem very interesting fans. And what, you got to see how they were made?
Yeah. We were supposed to be doing a training course in the afternoon, but that got cancelled.
So you went down to the factory to see how fans were made?
Yeah, we got to the factory for 11, done a factory tour for an hour.
Was it exciting? Did it blow you away?
Actually, they mainly do extract fans. They do a lot of extract fans, so they suck you in.
Oh, good.
Started early. Oh, yeah, we had to leave at 7, quarter to 7.
Quarter to 7. Yeah, what, drive up there on the day?
Yeah, good to Care Philly.
Where?
Care Philly.
How many L's are in there?
And like three or four.
Too many L's.
Two, maybe. do the walk around. Training course was cancelled, so we had lunch there.
Okay.
Beef curry, weren't great.
Don't ruin devil food.
Then straight to Cardiff, straight to the hotel, so training course was cancelled. On the lager, weren't we?
Immediately.
Immediately.
What time were we talking?
Well, me and Craig got to the hotel about half one.
Half one, and you're already... What?
On the lager, check-in, back to the room. Lagers.
David Brent.
I had four cores.
Four cores?
Yeah,
bottles?
Yeah. Pints. Pints.
Pints of cores?
It was either cores or something someone with a ponytail would drink. You know what I mean? One of them beers.
I know.
Yeah. A cunt with a ponytail would wear.
Right. Immediately, Sam said the C word, which means I now have to write down when that happened.
And then, what else did I do? Oh, then we went back to the room.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it was back. We were meeting for dinner for 6. Dinner was at 7:30, we were meeting for 6. It was in the hotel, but we were going to have drinks before.
Yeah.
So I went back to the room about 4, had a nap.
What, a pre-drink
had
nap?
Had a tug and a nap.
No, come on.
Joking about the nap. joking about the tug.
Do you share in this room with someone?
No, you get your own room.
Dear.
And an app for about half hour.
All expenses paid?
All expenses paid. Mini bar free. All the drinks just book on your room.
You had an interesting mini bar situation last time you went up here, didn't you?
I bought a bottle of Dom Perignon on my room. That was 185 quid last year.
You can't be doing that.
No,
didn't you get in trouble?
No, absolutely fine about it. They just sent me the bill saying that we're showing their company flagging it up, saying, did you buy this? And it was just £185 circled. I think my room bill was more than the room for the night or something.
Wow. You've done well there. Didn't you get a whole bottle of gin out of the minibar?
Yeah, but it's only one of them small bottles of gin. And I drank
aeroplane gin?
Yeah, and I drank it straight.
Oh, that is sick, isn't it? It is horrible.
I don't even remember doing it. I must have come home from the night out and just done it. It's not even that really hardcore. This year, I nicked the bottle of wine and two bottles of vodka from there, a can of Coke, a can of 7-Up.
Don't incriminate yourself.
And three bottles of water from the minibar.
Did you?
Left. Yeah.
Is it not all paid for, though?
Yeah, it's all paid for.
So you literally just went and cleared it out?
Well, Nuair paid for it all.
The fan company
paid
for it all?
Yeah, they paid for it all.
Is there that much money in fans that they can pay for you for a night?
Well, we spent over £400,000 on them for a year, George, you know.
On fans?
Yeah.
Wow. Well, fair enough.
I won a job once, and it was £225,000 worth of fans on one job.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is incredible.
Yeah, so yeah, don't talk to me about business.
You are business, aren't you?
Yeah, so I went to Tiger.
Now
had a fillet steak, it was gorgeous.
Is Tiger not a club? Is that a club?
It's like a club slash bar sort of thing.
What, and they do food in there?
Yeah, it's a bit like a Better Free Fishes, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but do you want to be in food where you're partying?
Do you want to eat your shepherd's pie where you're also busting a move?
It's a question that many people have asked me in the past.
Well, yeah, there you go.
And the answer's always the same, no.
No.
No, I don't.
Because I don't like shepherd's pie.
You're happy with a fillet steak in there, are you?
Oh, yeah. Not in Tiger Tiger in the hotel. Four bottles of Chateau Neuf de Pape.
Oh, okay. Yeah, wow. Yeah. I mean, that's...
straight across the road, straight to Tiger Tiger. Been there for a bit. A few end parties, a few fat people.
Always.
Yeah. No stag do's, luckily. Thank God. And then me and Dave went prison.
Wow.
And obviously all the uni students are showing up at the moment, so I even felt old in there.
Yeah, and you're a man that looks quite old as well.
Thanks.
Like, tough, real tough paper round in Baghdad for you,
I actually
really.
Had the easiest paper round at Taylor's newsagents.
Did you?
And I've got the highest paid.
Oh, Sam's pulled a little tissue out of his pocket. Are you,
I'm going to have to blow my nose.
You're blowing your nose, like, on air, are you?
No, you could, like, cut this out, can't you?
No, I'm keeping it in. Blow your nose, Sam. Come on. That is
disgusting.
That is horrible. That is,
has to be done. We're all human.
Are we coming into flu season? You said last week flu season's on the
it's hit me. Oh, I jinxed it, didn't I?
You jinxed it.
Yeah, I've jinxed it. I've had a gammy throat. Maybe it was the rock and roll.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe it's a bit of a come down.
That old rock and roll, yeah. It will never die.
Is that what you got up to in Cardiff?
Yeah, they drove back Saturday. That's it, yeah, a few lagers.
Now, you might remember, like, regular listeners will remember a few episodes back. Actually, go back and listen to it. It's called The Correct Geranium.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because you have to listen to the episode to know which episode this came from.
No, because I know the story.
Oh, okay.
It was when it was basically overheard. When you hear things out of context, overheard.
Oh, it was that story, yeah.
Like when I was at the car boot and the 11-year-old boy said, I don't think I've bought the correct geranium.
Yeah.
I got a text today from Tom31 from Worthing.
Yeah.
He's got my mobile number somehow. And
fame, though, isn't it?
He said he was walking past a girl, and this girl said, my shoe size is like a 9 or a 10.
Oh, what? Sorry, a girl said that.
A girl said this. My shoe size is a 9 or a 10.
That's a boy. That's a man.
That's ridiculous. And Tom goes, she was probably about, I don't know, about 5'7", maybe.
Fuck off, really?
What must those feet look like? And can
you know, like, the blue guy's feet in X-Men?
Okay, I don't.
Hank. You know Hank from X-Men?
No.
Girls with big feet, I imagine it looks like that.
Like Hank from X-Men.
That's a bit mean to girls with big feet.
But that's, you can't offend
them. No. So I don't mean that.
They'll kick
you. 9 or 10's a big size shoe for a girl that size.
That is, isn't it?
Yeah. If it was a 6'2" girl, I'd go, yeah. Get out there. Defend that corner. But no.
Now, I don't think we've got many female listeners. Oh, God, I don't know why.
No, Jess has stopped listening.
Yeah.
She hasn't had time.
Oh, what a shame. But I don't think we've got that many female listeners. But if you are...
text in your shoe size.
Tell me shoe size.
Hey, weird is it? Remember what I used to say to people in clubs? Can I try on your socks?
Yeah.
Yeah, it never worked.
Never worked once. No. I do want to know if we do have any female listeners with over size 8 feet.
I just want to know if we've got any female listeners. End of. But yeah, let us know your shoe size as well.
Yeah, you can email in cornercorack.
We'll sell it to the sick fucks of the internet.
Yeah, cornercorack@gmail.com to email in with your shoe size.
Yeah.
With this week's competition, what is your shoe size?
Or if you're a man with a shoe size under a 9, 8 and under. 8 and under.
8 and under.
8 and under, because you shouldn't be standing on your own 2 feet.
Quite literally.
That's too small.
What shoe size are you, Sam?
10.
I'm a 10.
A gentleman's 10.
Gentleman's 10.
A gentleman's 10.
We've hit double figures in the shoe size department.
I can sometimes squeeze into a 10.5, depending on the style of shoe.
You can squeeze into a shoe that's bigger?
Yeah, depending on the style of shoe.
What? Sorry,
that's an expression. I'm not squeezing into
that. Oh, okay.
Obviously, it's a bit, you know, a bit of a, more of a nicer fit. I would have gone for the 10 if I wanted to squeeze in.
Look, but I know we've got listeners. To name but one, Andrew Banks.
Okay? Andrew Banks, yeah, he's got small feet.
He's got size 7 feet.
Yeah, but he says it's all to better whip the ball with, isn't it? Or something
what,
like
to play football?
Play football with. It's a better shoe size for football.
But is it though?
Well, I don't think so.
That's not the barometer of what's good. Yeah. What a good shoe size is. Oh well, there you go. So if anyone's actually interested, just...
I imagine Joe Baxter's only like an 8.
Yeah, he's only do. Now we're just naming names that no one knows.
Name dropping. Do you not know Joe Baxter?
Oh, I'm friends with Joe. Have you not been up to?
Have you not seen him with his top off? I have. Nice.
Hairy chest.
Yeah.
He's got a really hairy chest.
Lovely.
It goes up to his neck. Like, it's weird.
But it's just flat.
Yeah.
Straight. I think he does trim it a little bit.
Does he?
Yeah.
Maybe.
But why wouldn't you when you look that good?
Do what you want.
Yeah.
Have you not been up to anything else this week apart from Cardiff related
I've been
incidents?
On a training course in the last 2 days.
Doing what?
I'm redoing my gas safe. It's up for renewal. You have to do it every 5 years, so I'm redoing my gas qualification.
Do you think you still know it?
No, not really, but yeah.
Why do you have to renew it, though? Like,
Because regulations change.
Right, so...
Make sure that you're doing it right.
Are you going to struggle now? Because you don't use it in everyday life, do
I've
you?
Used it twice since I got it 5 years ago.
Wow, is there any point?
Well, yeah, because I kicked up a fuss because everyone else moaned about me doing it. So, to be awkward, I was going... I want to do it.
There you go. I knew we'd get to the
plus
real...
Plus, I thought it would be worthwhile.
We'd get to the real reason
yeah.
why.
Yeah, been doing that. Mm. It's quite hard work because of the people that you have to sit with. Most of them are middle-aged men, late... between like, 40 to 50 sort of thing.
Yeah.
A lot of them. And the ones that are younger are generally quiet. So that's all right.
Yeah.
But there's an old boy sitting next to me who talks along with a teacher. You don't know what he's saying. The teacher, like, he doesn't agree. He doesn't know the answer. He just says it as the teacher says it.
So, I love that. Yeah. I used to do this in French.
Yeah, so it's like, you don't actually know what he's saying. No. He's going, oh, yes, the multifunctional control valve. Oh, yes, the multifunctional control valve. And then I felt like hitting him because he's got half a finger as well. He's got missing half his pinky. And so
why?
Can't trust that. I'm not going to ask him. I'm not making small talk. I haven't spoken to a single man in that classroom in the last 2 days.
Are there women in there as well?
No.
So you've not spoken to anyone?
No. No, I haven't spoken to anyone in 2 days. And then, and he just sits there all day. He did say one thing about painies, actually, and I said to he moaned about them.
The company you work for?
Yeah, he didn't realise that I worked for them, so.
Why did he moan? What is he?
He said something about work that we'd done that it wasn't very good, and I turned around and said, I'll pass the message on to the office if you
want. Oh, good!
And he went,
a little bit, a little bit of a dig there, yeah. I like that.
Yeah, so yeah, he was fucking annoying. And then the bloke that showed up yesterday, showed up late, and I had a seat next to me, spare. And he walks in. His name was Sam as well.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Something in common there.
Didn't quite look like me.
Did he not? What, was he quite handsome?
No, he wasn't handsome. He smelt as well. He walked in with a Bluetooth headset on.
Oh, no. Like a taxi driver.
Yeah, he had a Bluetooth headset on, and he wore it all day.
How?
All right. He wore this Bluetooth headset all day. No, that's not the best part. He took a phone call at one point on it. It's the only time I saw him take a phone call on it.
Yeah, so he doesn't need it.
And he put his hand up as to say, stop, everyone, whilst the lesson was going on. And took this phone call and walked outside.
What, so he started the phone call while still in...
No, his phone rang.
Okay.
Put his hand up as to say, everyone, stop. Answered it and walked outside.
I would have kicked him with my size 10 right in the bollocks.
But why would you keep it on all day?
No.
Why would you wear a Bluetooth headset in the first place? Well, one, he didn't show up today. I think I broke him.
Yeah, good.
By not speaking to him all day.
Yeah, have that. Yeah. But like,
so people try a small talk with me, and I push it off.
Taxi drivers can get away with it because
no, they can't.
They've got to use their hands, haven't they? But then again, you've got loudspeaker, haven't you, in the car, like hands free? Can't you just go, whoop, whatever the button noise is?
Didn't see what car he was driving. So, love it if he was just walking.
Oh, that would be amazing.
Oh, yeah.
Now, Sam, it is quite early on in the show, but can I let you into a little secret?
Yeah.
We have got a packed email cloakroom, okay?
Have we?
Yes.
Do you want to do it now?
So I'm thinking maybe we should move into an email cloakroom right now.
Yeah, but we haven't set it up.
We haven't set it up. Do you want to set it up? I mean, everyone knows what's coming now. It's been the same since we started this. Hello?
Hiya, I'm from A to Z Signs. I've got...
an actual sign company, okay.
I'm from A to Z Signs.
Yeah. What's your name?
John?
John from A to Z Times.
John@hotmail.com.
Oh no, he's back!
I got some signs for you. Do you want me to just take them to each room? For you?
Yeah, go on.
Yeah. Okay. I got head teacher.
Head teacher, that comes with me.
Yeah. Mr. Roberts.
Yeah, he's just under the desk.
The room where we obviously don't let the paedophile teacher have his way with the children.
Okay, that's the PE corridor.
Yeah. Where's this one go?
What does that one say?
Oh, it's email clerk.
And there we are. I'll take it with me because we are here. Now, I don't want to spoil email clerk room just as we're in it.
Yeah.
But I'll let the listeners know that Simon Bayliss has not emailed in today, okay?
He hasn't emailed in for 2 weeks, has he?
2 weeks, right. And it's worrying. Have we driven Bayliss away?
Or is he dead? 47.
Do we smell another Twitter poll of get Bayliss back?
I don't know. I'm quite happy not hearing
him. I quite like him. I actually quite like Bayliss. It's quite nice to have him here. Right. First email. This one is entitled Cheese Balls.
Oh.
Cheese balls, okay?
Yeah. Big balls of cheese.
Yeah. Why not? Christmas is coming, lads, which means giant-sized sacks of cheese balls to be had. Buzzing. Are you? And that's from Tom Oliver. Okay, I think this is...
Which one?
I think this is a different Tom Oliver.
To the regular one.
Because this one, they've signed off Tom capital O. So, like, Tomo. Tom capital O. Basically, are you buzzing about cheese balls?
No.
You're not?
Don't like cheese balls.
I don't know what cheese balls are.
They're like a crisp, like a...
What's it?
Like a what's it, but in a ball shape, and just cheesy. But they're not the same sort of cheese flavour as a what's it.
No. Okay, but is there any... why do people have them at Christmas, only at Christmas?
Oh, because it's one of the things. You get twiglets and cheese balls at Christmas.
I'm happy to have a twiglet any time of the
year. I love
a
twiglet, yeah. Just a knobbly knee.
So, yeah, Christmas is coming, isn't it?
It is coming. It's around the corner.
It's always coming, though.
Snow is falling.
Like, even...
All around me.
Even on Boxing Day, Christmas is therefore coming again.
Yeah, unless, like, something happens.
Like what?
Like, don't know, Kim Jong-un belly flops into the North Sea.
Did you... Just mention Kim Jong-un.
Yeah, is there an email from someone about Kim Jong-un?
Well, I have got an email here, okay? So thanks, Tom capital O.
Thanks, Tomo.
Tom capital O for that. I've got an email here, and the subject line is cloakroom mail, so we're here, so that's good.
If it's your mum correcting us again.
Dear George and Sam, no brown list for me, can't afford the interest rates. Medium time listener, first time emailer.
Oh, wow.
I'd like to put this to you.
Yeah.
It will make sense soon, Sam. This year, the world has become a scarier place than ever before, with the endless wars that are being waged across the globe.
Oh,
the imminent threat of a nuclear apocalypse coming from North Korea's direction, and the ever-growing amount of natural disasters happening.
Sing it to me.
We also have outrageous personal viewpoints, like anti-vaccinators. Is that something people get on their high horse about then? Like,
do people like the measles, mumps and rubella jab?
Yeah, do people not have those jabs anymore?
Yeah, people don't agree with them, do they?
Why?
Because they're mental.
Okay.
Was that weird?
The flat...
They're natural.
Oh, one of those.
Natural, yeah.
They're natural.
Yeah.
They naturally die.
Yeah, like hemp, like... nappies and shit like that.
Hemp nappies? Is that real or is this another one?
Probably.
Really? You think
people live in trees, George. I think anything's possible.
Flat earth nutters.
Yeah.
So he struck a chord with me there.
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
And far right extremists.
Yeah. I would personally worry about the flat earthers more.
Yeah, becoming more and more frequent. And I haven't even touched on Donald Trump's hair. Many would say that it's only a matter of time before the world as we know it is a long distant memory.
Yeah.
With that being said,
yeah,
what would you say are your spirit animals? With love, Scott 29 from Worthing upon Sea. And he says, PS, mine is a handsome penguin. And I can see that. He's sort of, in the nicest possible way, Scott. It looks like a penguin a bit.
Well, thanks for that, Scott.
Your spirit animal, Sam. Now, mine, I think it's very obvious what mine is. What would you think mine is?
A fox?
A fox?
Yeah.
No, mine would be probably a weasel.
Yeah.
Like a nice, dainty weasel.
I don't know. I'd probably go with something like a sperm whale.
Why?
It's just quite majestic, so am I.
No, I don't think a sperm whale. I think for you, something like a cow.
Well, if only... I was Hindu, I'd love a cow as my spirit animal, actually, thank you.
Only good for meat.
I don't know. Yeah, or maybe an otter.
An otter?
An otter. An otter or a sperm whale. I'd have to have something that can be water-based.
Water-based,
because
yeah.
The oceans, I feel like nothing can tame me, and nothing can tame the ocean, so...
As your nan once told me, the sea is a cruel mistress.
That's what she said to us, wasn't it?
She's a philosopher.
Yeah. So, nothing gets past her.
That is Scott 29 from Worthing upon Sea.
I'm going to go with sperm whale.
He's a handsome penguin, Sam's a sperm whale, and I'm a weasel.
Mm.
Don't clip that soundbite of me saying I'm a weasel. moving on to the next email. I told you it was packed.
Mm.
Barely any room for A to Z to fit their signs in.
Oh, yeah. A to Z, you owe us some money.
Yeah, there's your shout out.
Yeah.
This one's subject line is Rough View. Now, rough, Sam, here.
Mm.
It's spelled R-U-F-F. Sounds like a pun to me.
Like a dog.
Like a dog.
Mm.
Hi, George and Sam. So, again, correct order, mm-hmm. not brown listed.
Mm-hmm.
Is a dog really a man's best friend?
Mm.
I'm not convinced. Kind regards, Tom, 31 from Worthing.
Well, fantastic stuff again from Tom.
He's always involved.
Would say no, because you put down dogs for biting men.
That's true.
Yeah. But and why would the dog bite the man? Sometimes you see footage of people doing stuff to dogs. Like Kyle Walker let his dog do something to his girlfriend.
Okay, allegedly Kyle Walker did that, and I know for a fact that it wasn't it wasn't her whatsoever.
There's a channel, website as well called ZooTube where people are doing things with dogs.
Where did you hear about this?
What, ZooTube?
Yeah.
Someone on site told me about.
Oh yeah?
ZooTube, yeah.
Do you want to beat yourself out of this box?
No. There's a website called ZooTube that animals have fornication with men.
Is that
and
the one
women.
You have bookmarked?
No.
That's not the one.
Lobster tube.
Which is mainly marine based animals.
The sperm whale.
So majestic.
Yeah. No, lobster tube's a genuine one.
Is it?
Yeah, Ron Jeremy started it, I believe.
Who's Ron Jeremy?
Well, get on it.
I don't know who Ron
Google stuff.
Who's Ron Jeremy?
Oh, you'll know him. He looks like Wagner that was on X Factor a few years ago.
I remember him.
Yeah, looks like him. Yeah.
And what does he do?
He was a porn star.
Oh, Ron Jeremy was a porn
star. Yeah.
Right. I love the way you're like, oh, you...
From like the 70s and 80s, he was well famous.
You said to me, oh, you know Ron Jeremy, as if I have this backlog of knowledge of porn stars from the mid-70s.
And 80s. I think he's probably done videos in the noughties.
Emmanuel. Do you remember Emmanuel?
That was soft, that was, wasn't it?
Yeah, and it's always that sort of porn music. Oh, it's brilliant.
Da-na-na-na-na. No, that's from Friends.
Oh, you're so Joey from Friends, Sam. Yeah. I've always said that about
Would you agree that dogs aren't a man's best friend?
I
don't think they're a man's best friend.
I'm more of a cat man.
I just don't like really aren't animals. Jess's dog's alright.
But not your best friend.
It's a girl dog, so can it be my best friend?
Would I count as your best friend?
Depends.
Well, what?
You spoke to me quite brutally on the phone earlier.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, well. Maybe you're going, what do you want?
That's
is this important?
Sam, keep that off air, please.
Yeah.
Right, another email. Good afternoon, George H. Martin and Samuel T. Craft.
Oh, so someone that knows us.
15-time listener. First time emailer. Another first timer.
But he's been there from the start, or she.
Yeah.
He, probably.
My email today is in regards to an overwhelming demand amongst your tens of fans to make this much hyped and greatly needed rumour circulating the Tarryn area of Worthing a reality. Now, I'll stop there, Sam.
Mm.
What rumour could he be talking about?
Us sponsoring the G&D?
Oh, maybe.
Well, what's the other rumour?
And that rumour is to have a one Tom Soro Perez, preferably intoxicated, please and thank you, to grace the Caught on a Coat Rack halls for a penetrating and in-depth interview.
Yeah.
We want to know what really goes on in that mind of his, and I feel you two are the only guys capable of delivering.
Yeah.
Yours faithfully, your fan for life, Ross A. Sparks.
Ross Sparks. Hello, Ross.
P.S. If I don't win this Court on a Correct T-shirt today, I riot.
Oh, really?
So we'll have the competition.
Well, we have got the competition coming up later. So Hold on.
Hold on for that, because that is big time.
Had other people say that they want Tom Sorrow on here, haven't they?
Now, when we started this, my main concern was, as a guest, I wanted Dave Benson Phillips.
Mm.
Now he has shunned me on more than one occasion.
Again?
He keeps shunning me. He don't know what's good for him. However,
he thinks his shit don't stink.
I'm very happy.
Well, he's going away as well, Sozler, isn't he?
Yeah. Can we make this happen? Tom Sorrow, if you are listening, this is an open invitation to come into our studio and record one of these episodes. And we'll have him for the whole hour,
We'll have him for the whole hour. It would be awkward making him sit outside for 20 minutes, wouldn't it?
It would be, yeah.
We'll have to buy an extra mic and extra set of headphones, though, wouldn't we? Because we've obviously got a mic and headphones each.
Yeah. So, I'll tell you what, I might need to do a bit more soundproofing in this room.
Yeah.
Just to make sure we don't upset the studio next to us.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, that's fine. I can have Sorrow on here. All I'm going to say to Sorrow is you're going to have a few topics for yourself, you know. Come on. Don't come on unprepared. Come in with an open mind.
I've got a feeling Tom Sawyer would have plenty of topics.
Yeah.
But I think it needs to be done after we go to the pub, okay?
We're going to the pub on the 28th of October with him.
Oh, we can't do it then. We cannot do it then. That is mental.
We could do it in the pub.
We'll do it. We'll get a few beers. He'll have to sit around here.
Yeah. Oh, no, we don't have to be drunk. He has to be drunk, doesn't he?
He has to sit in the green room with us and the other guests.
Like Jonathan Ross.
Yeah. Okay, well, Tom, we'll email in, courtonacorack@gmail.com.
Let us know.
Get in touch. Mm. Maybe, I'll tell you what, there's the Twitter poll for this week.
Shall we have Tom Sorrow on?
Yeah, Tom Sorrow as a guest. That is this week's Twitter poll. So get over to Twitter. Sam, what's our Twitter?
@CourtCoatRack.
@CourtCoatRack. Get over to Twitter for the poll of whether you want to see Tom Sorrow on this show.
And that's the one.
If it is a positive response,
we'll have him on.
Over 70%, okay?
Yeah.
Over 70%.
I'm not having like a 51-49.
No. Well, we don't have that many listeners to go down to that sort of denominations, but
well,
fine.
It must be as an odd number, don't it? No.
So thanks for the email, Ross.
Yeah, thanks, Ross.
We'll be doing the prizes later. We'll stay tuned for that. But
step back. Don't try to kiss me. What about now?
What's that?
I'm 50-50.
There we go. Yeah. So we're briefly after that packed email cloakroom section, we're going to go to a short advert break. See you in a bit.
There now follows a party political broadcast.
J. Bradley Electrical Contractor. He does all the electricals. Plugs, wires, earth, live, neutral. He does them all. Direct current. Is it alternate current?
Alternate current,
you know. So let's hear from one of James's previous customers, Darren.
When I came down from Newcastle upon Tyne, I had no light or no heating because he ain't got none up there. So I spoke to James and he put an electric heater in for me and he put in a nice lovely new flashlight in my living room.
That's J. Bradley, Electrical Contractors. You can get him on 07498 298137 or james.bradley.electrical@gmail.com.
That's 07498 298137 or james.bradley.electrical@gmail.com.
Tell him we sent you. Now back to the show. Ah, welcome back to Caught on a Coat Rack. Sam, I'm going to hand the reins of this HMS COACR Corner Coat Rack.
The bottle didn't break when we hit the side.
No.
Yeah.
Too cheap to even have a bottle.
Right.
We used a plastic bottle.
Lidl are going to be doing a 3 litre bottle of
Prosecco.
Prosecco, I've heard, yeah.
We are bang up on the Prosecco news,
aren't
we?
Oh, yeah.
Bearing in mind we both don't like it.
It's alright. I drink anything that's wet, you know? You know what I mean?
Oh.
Right, when you were younger, think of a stupid game that you used to play. When you look back on it now, stupid.
I Spy.
Dangerous, stupid. Why did we ever play that?
What I used to do when I was 12.
Yeah.
In Cyprus, there were these. You could get onto this two-story. That is horrible.
I'm so sorry.
That is so horrible.
I caught it all.
I think you sneezed into the mic. Sorry about that, everyone. In Cyprus, there used to be these small hotels, like literally two stories, but loads of them in a row. So it's like you rent them out, but it was run by a hotel. And they used to have these little bits of the building that would jut out. And I would stand on one bit and jump to the next, which is about 6 foot apart, but it's about a 20-foot drop.
Yeah.
And we used to play that game, jumping over. So that was stupid and dangerous. But it was fun, Sam.
I once played a game with Stephen Burt and Jack Stevens.
Okay.
When we were about...
All the Stevenses.
Probably 14, 15, I reckon.
Yeah.
So Jack's dad used to do boxing when he was younger.
Okay.
So Jack's dad had a pair of boxing gloves and one of them helmets.
Oh, I love those helmets. Like a fat kid stuck in a lift.
So what we did was, them two were staying at mine, and my mum and dad were going out for the evening. So, like normal men do, when their mum and dad are out for the evening, get a couple of beers in, don't you?
Yeah.
No, we didn't. We what we did was, got Jack's boxing gloves and the helmet.
Yeah.
And went onto the trampoline in my back garden.
Okay.
One of us wore the helmet.
Yeah.
The other one wore the... boxing gloves.
I'd like to have the gloves, please.
No, we took it in rotation, and then the other person had a stopwatch. And what it was, the person with the gloves just repeatedly hit the person with the helmet. And the person with the helmet could just, like, dodge it. They couldn't just sit down or anything. They had to just, like, dodge it or, like, just take it sort of thing.
Yeah.
Right? For as long as they could.
That is such an amazing game.
Yeah.
And it's given me such a good idea.
Yeah.
Here is our next competition.
Yeah.
I'm going to buy one of those helmets for Sam. If you win the competition, I'll time it. We'll see how long you can punch Sam for in the head.
No, but it was only side of the head you were allowed to punch.
That's fine.
Because it only covered the side.
That's absolutely fine.
Really, not the face. Yeah, so we played that... Jack got knocked off the trampoline in one punch.
Who?
Steve.
He punched him off the trampoline?
Yeah, I think Jack Moore fell. But then we had to bring in the rule that you could start hitting when they were on the floor, because originally you couldn't hit if they were on the floor.
Okay.
It was I give up or a count, but no one got knocked out. It was I give up. It was an I quit match. And Steve kept dropping to the floor, I think, at one point, so we had to change it. And then, like, we think we played it for about 2 hours.
Oh, my God.
And then we just all sat in the lounge quietly afterwards, just all faces red raw, just throbbing. Could you imagine being the neighbours looking out your window, just seeing a bloke there, just ducking and just being annihilated in the head?
So you got a few big whacks to the head, right?
I won, I believe. I think I lasted 4 minutes.
You got quite a few whacks to the head.
I get a lot of headaches now.
It explains a lot. It does explain a lot.
Yeah, so that was probably... I texted Jack about this last week, is why I remembered, and that's probably one of the most stupid things. Stupid games. Like, I've probably done more dangerous things in my life, but why the hell would you agree to let someone punch you in the head repeatedly?
We always used to have fun games like this growing up, didn't we? Because we used to play Mario Kart. What is it? Mario Kart. It is Mario Kart.
Yeah.
On the Wii, and it would be me, you and Steven. And... we would do this thing where I think there was like 20 entries, but it was like just us three.
And it was like a 5-race league or something.
So 5 races. And if you finished, like, we would always finish first, second and third, basically.
Mm.
And if you finished in the bottom three, there would be a forfeit. So it's pretty much impossible out of 20 to finish in the bottom three.
Yeah.
Steve finished first, I finished second, Sam finished 18th.
Yeah.
So we were like, what's the forfeit? And... I go, oh, you have to drink a tablespoon of vinegar.
Or something like that, yeah.
And Sam was like, that's fine. That's fine,
yeah,
I can do that. And then Sam poured the vinegar onto the spoon and then got some salt out of the cupboard, poured that onto the spoon, and I went, what are you doing? He goes, well, salt and vinegar, isn't it? You have it in your chips, it's fine. Down the spoon, immediately ran to the toilet, started like going...
In my head... If you put a bit of salt in it, it'll be like salt and vinegar.
Yeah.
But theory doesn't work sometimes. Yeah.
Well,
Do
you still regret doing that, or?
Nah, it's funny, wasn't it?
Yeah,
it was. Regretted it at the time. Tasted that for hours.
Funny for me. It was really funny for me.
You know my rant about cyclists last week?
Yeah, what's happened?
And motorcyclists.
Yeah.
You know how I was saying how I could see they...
How they die?
Yeah. Well, they didn't help themselves Friday, did they?
Why?
Going down the Lyminster Road.
Lyminster? Near Littlehampton?
Yep. Going down there, heading into towards Wick.
Right? Yeah.
And I saw... This is about 7 o'clock in the morning. I saw a motorbike...
Okay.
Arm out behind him, pulling a cyclist down the road on their bike.
Sorry, I can't picture this.
A cyclist was by the pavement on the road.
Okay.
He had his arm out, had one hand on the handlebars.
Yeah.
The motorbike had his arm out behind him, his left arm out behind him.
Yeah.
One hand on the handlebars, obviously doing the throttle.
Yeah.
And he was pulling the cyclist right down the road, towing him down the road.
Why?
No idea.
You didn't.
And they wonder why some of them fucking die.
What is going on? Why? I would stop them and go, explain this to me.
Explain this. Well, no, I was going, 40.
You're doing 40. 40 tops.
30.
What was the speed limit down there?
I think it's 60 down there.
And you were doing 40? You were doing 40?
I was accelerating.
Okay. Did you ever reach 60?
I think I did, but there's roadworks down there at the moment.
So you wouldn't have gone over 60, would you?
No.
60 tops, okay?
66 tops.
Oh, don't even bother playing around with a 10%.
I don't play with it. I just allow it, just in case. Yeah, so, if people say I was harsh last week, they don't help themselves.
Did anyone say you were harsh?
I'm going to say no.
No?
No. The one person I would have said said I was harsh didn't email in this week, so it was all right.
Who?
Big Bad Bayliss.
Big Bad Bayliss.
Yeah. No, he didn't email in.
Talk Bayliss, a person you hate, isn't he? But talking of things that you hate, can we have a devil food?
Oh, to be a devil food. I'm going this week with the tomato.
A bold choice. Is it a fruit? Is it a veg? Does it matter? Sam hates it anyway.
It's the tomato. Do you know why I'm going with the tomato? Because,
okay,
as a raw product, it's fucking awful.
On its own, okay?
Or as a raw product. I don't even like grilled tomatoes, really. All right.
Not even with a brick.
But I don't mind tomato-flavoured things and stuff. But if you give me a grilled tomato, you cut it open, it tastes like acid, mainly.
Yeah.
And then what really grates me is how they put whole raw tomatoes in burgers. In a nice warm burger, they'll put a cold slice of tomato.
I've never thought about that, but I'm sort of with you there. However, you do put lettuce in a burger as well, and that's obviously cold.
Yeah, but it's not the point. It's more the seeds, it's the tomato. It's quite thick a tomato as well when you bite into it.
Yeah.
You know you've bit into a tomato.
What about a cherry tomato?
No.
Because they've got
quite an acidic taste.
You pop them in your mouth.
Yeah.
And then you bite into them and they sort of explode.
Yeah, not for me.
Not for you?
Nah, I just don't agree with tomatoes.
I
don't mind a bit of tomato ketchup, a bit of tomato paste on my pizza, tomato sauce on my pizza.
I like tomatoes because I like a lot of things, but I'm sort of can see where you're coming from this week, Sam.
Why it's one of the most pointless things to put in a burger, in a sandwich, with a breakfast.
Yeah.
I can understand the tomato. I get the tomato.
Yeah.
But I don't like the way they use it.
Okay.
I to be honest, I just don't really like tomatoes.
That's fine. Yeah. That's fine. That's what devil food is.
I've caused a bit of controversy, actually, with Tom Oliver.
Tomato Oliver?
About how I don't like an egg on a pizza.
No, this is one I was with you.
Yeah, I was with you. I got a text from him.
Well, Tom Oliver...
He says it lubricates the pizza nicely.
Right, is he gay?
And I said, why would you just want an egg cracked on the top? And he said, well, it is cooked. And I was like, but still.
I very much take the role in the segment of devil food as devil's advocate, okay?
Yeah.
So I will strongly oppose what Sam says because I generally like things. But egg on pizza, Tom. Come on. Why? He says it lubricates, okay? But why do you want that on a pizza?
You could have so many good cooked meats and other things on a pizza.
You have too many meats on your pizza, though. Sam gets, from Domino's or Papa John's or whatever, Sam will get
like all the meats, any meat they'll do, put it on it. Mm. By the time it comes through your door, it's the box
is moving.
It's like soggy at the bottom, just thick with grease.
Well, ham, pepperoni, spicy beef isn't too much, I don't think.
Have that for a bit of lubrication. Just full on grease.
I went to Tesco's on Sunday.
Done the
weekly shop.
This isn't common people,
no,
is
no,
it?
No, no, no. I told you, I can't keep going to supermarkets and saying it's my common thing.
Because everyone does it.
Saw a man in denim dungarees.
All right.
Would you agree with that?
Agree with what? Whether I like them or not?
Would you agree with a pair of denim dungarees on a fully grown man?
Was he wearing a white round neck?
All right, imagine this. You need a piss.
Okay.
You've got denim dungarees on.
Okay, I'm sold. Hate them.
You're in a public toilet.
Yeah.
You have to fully fold the front down in order to piss.
You do, didn't you?
Yeah.
And then it's got to go down even further because you don't have like your little...
Your Johnson's fully out.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's no hiding that you're pissing in a set of denim dungarees.
But is it jean dungarees, like right down to your ankles? Or was
short
dungarees?
They were full down to the leg.
So there's not even any chance of rolling up the trouser leg and going that way around it?
No. These were denim dungarees.
I know for a fact, one of our emailer-ins today, okay, and you can work it out amongst yourselves, when he goes for a piss in a urinal, he doesn't do the normal thing of undo your belt or whatever and take your trousers or shorts down from the waist.
Mm-hmm.
He will roll up his short leg and just pop his little Johnson out of the trouser leg.
Which one's that? Who's that?
Well, I can't say, but I think we'll know who it... who are you writing? No, it's not him. It is him.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Impressive sized penis.
I don't know.
Yeah, so denim dungarees.
Yeah.
He did look special, though. He did look like he'd... I don't know. He looked like he'd be... If you took him out for the day, you'd have to put him a set of reins.
Oh, he's one of those.
Yeah.
Sort of like Hannibal Lecter.
Yeah.
Like you'd have to put a little muzzle on him or something and wheel him about on one of those weird...
Yeah.
What are those trolley things? Those little...
Don't know.
People still get wheeled about in those?
Oh, you mean like a sack bearer?
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
Are we not doing that anymore with people? We're not wheeling
Have you seen out on the streets recently?
No, but I might start doing it.
Anyway.
Men in straight jackets getting wheeled about.
Oh, to be a commoner. Oh, to be a common person. Okay.
Don't say it as if you're taking a lecture.
Okay. I went to a charity shop this week.
Did you really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'm excited.
Yeah. That's why we've gone from Tesco's to charity shop, because it was the one at Marie Curie at Tesco's.
Now, what's an interesting thing about the one at Tesco?
My nan works there.
She does?
Yeah, she wasn't working Sunday.
I popped in there the other day. And
She said she saw you.
Yeah.
Yeah, she said she saw you.
I popped in there with Aisha and her family, and we bought many things.
So we had a walk around. Jess said it's one of the more nicer charity shops out there.
Okay.
Because she said it's quite an expensive charity shop.
Yeah.
I wouldn't know. but it was all right. There was a lot of disgusting youth sitting outside, but that's because it was Durrington Tesco's.
You're one day, Sam. You're going to get in a lot of trouble.
They were sitting in like a little parking, like a bus stop or shelter thing.
Yeah.
Because it was raining. I don't care. But they were sitting in that, smoking.
Oh, dear.
Like five or six of them, being loud.
Wow, they
were. If my nan was there, she would have gone outside and told them to shut up. And then you'd be like, oh, God, nan, you're going to get stabbed now.
Now, does your nan work in a charity shop because she likes helping poor people?
She just wants to give something back.
Does she?
Yeah.
Is it not like a power thing where she can go...
Oh, I work in a charity.
What
do you do?
I help out poor people because they're more
she helps
poor than
she
me.
Actually helps people dying with cancer.
Again, you make it hard for me to push this narrative, Sam. You really do.
Yeah, well, you know.
So much negativity.
Oh, do you not want people to be comfortable? Because that's what she's helping with, helping them be comfortable.
Is she curing cancer?
We're all trying.
I'm not. I'll tell you what, I've not even bothered. I really haven't.
Well, you've just stuck your neck on the line, haven't you?
What do you mean?
And I know I'm loading the features here, but I can go, because of the charity shop, it does lead into another thing.
Well, Sam, you're the king of the links. Africa. You smell of it. Can I borrow your Lynx Africa when you're done with it?
It's Lynx Africa Dry, is that alright?
What's that, the roll-on?
No, you want to share my roll-on?
I'd love to share your roll-on.
Let's play a guessing game, a guessing game, a guessing game. Let's play a guessing game,
a game of guess. Lynx excites.
How much...
Smell my Lynx!
In a charity shop is a used pair of red Speedos.
You didn't see those.
Oh, yeah.
You Speedos.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Right.
How much is a used pair of Speedos?
We're talking, you said earlier, you gave me a little hint by saying it's more of an expensive charity shop.
Yeah.
I myself was in there, so I roughly know the prices.
Yeah. One of the jackets in there was 80 quid, reduced to 40. Who's going to buy it for 80?
Bargain, they're half price. My initial thought is, are you allowed to sell used,
I assume they're used. They didn't have a label on.
Let's call it what it is. It's underwear.
It's underwear.
Now, you're not allowed to sell used ones, are you?
I don't know.
You know in, like, women's underwear...
I nearly bought them. All right.
You know in women's underwear, they have the little sanitary thing at the bottom?
Yeah, the vag pad.
Okay, yeah, all that.
Yeah.
In men's ones, do they have, like, ones for your balls?
No. No, that's a bit sexist, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's a bit sexist, isn't it?
A gooch pad. Like,
Should we go for an Equality Act on that?
Equality? I want a gooch pad.
I want to try pants on before I buy them.
What would you call that, though? What would you call that pad for men? A gusset grabber.
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, anyway, I think we do need some sort of gusset.
The penis plenty, as in, like, the tea towel.
Okay, yeah. You
get plenty to supply it.
We need some sort of... All right, what was the question? Sorry.
How much is a used pair of red Speedos in Marie Curie? Red makes all the difference, because I don't think it's a very popular colour.
It's not, but I would still go for it. And me, personally, buying it, I'd pay...
Size large.
Okay. I'll pay anything up to £12.
I'm afraid I'm going to need a final answer. You're going to go with £12?
I'll go with £11.50.
£6.
That's a bargain!
£6 for a used pair of Speedos.
I'm getting them. Get them for me.
So,
if anyone's dropping by there, pick them up.
Yeah, I'll speak to Joy. I'm sure she can sort something out. Get you a bit of discount or something.
Oh, what about check out that charity shop as well, will you? Maybe we could get that charity shop to sponsor us, Sam.
What, Marie Curie?
Yeah, do they sponsor things?
No, I think we'd have to do it for free.
No, I'm not in this for doing stuff for free. I'm in this for money, okay?
Yeah, well, business equals money.
Yeah, exactly.
And money equals business, doesn't it, at the end of the day?
And saying that, actually, about advertising,
if
anyone does want to advertise with us, because why not with such hot features like that?
Why would you guess. Well, if you want to just sponsor a feature.
Sponsor a feature, that's very cheap.
Or knock James out of the middle advertising slot.
No, that's the big advertising slot he's got there.
Yeah.
But if you want to sponsor a feature, get in touch, courtandacoatrack@gmail.com. Yeah. It is cheap, okay?
Should we hit into what everyone's been waiting for this week?
Well, they've been waiting a long time for it. I've been waiting a long time. I'm excited. I'm very excited about this.
Last week, the Game of Guess stepped it up another level.
It did.
And we had the competition on the go. How many times did I dip the roller into the paint when I was painting my stairs and upstairs landing? And what percentage of paint did I use?
Now, listen up, everyone, because this is the most important thing that's happened this week.
As we all know, you had to give us a answer for the paint and the percentage. The paint dip was the ruling answer.
Yes.
And the percentage afterwards was just a tiebreaker in case needed. The tiebreaker was not needed.
So
I can tell you that literally tens of people answered.
Yes.
10 people answered.
Exactly 10.
And which is a bigger turnout than I was hoping to get. Now, in reverse order, I'm going to read out the answers they gave. I'm going to read out who's in what position they're in.
You should have thought it through!
I'm going to read out.
This is a highly anticipated game, so stay tuned.
I haven't worked out how I'm going to do this.
Stay tuned for this, because this is what we've all
been waiting
for.
So, in 10th place.
Okay, let's go. 10th place.
710 out.
710 dips out.
I did say it was a double-digit number between 10 and 99, but he is quite far out, but I don't think he actually listened, so it's fine. It's Steve Tullett. But you've placed, Steve. You've placed.
You've placed. In 10th, you've placed. Well done, Steve Tullett.
In 9th position, 137 out.
So closer than Steve, though.
So closer than Steve, with 183... and a percentage of 70%, so he was only 25 out on that, was so, Cody McCaffrey.
Well done, Cody.
Cody McCaffrey.
I must have missed the percentage, Sam. What was the percentage dip? Do we know yet? Have you revealed it?
I haven't revealed the answer
yet.
Oh,
okay, okay. Sorry, sorry.
8th place, with a guess that was 36 out. So you can see the jump between people here.
Oh, this is getting tense, isn't it?
36 out. With 82 was Jack Biswell.
Well done, Jack.
He guessed 20%, so he was only 25 out on
that
one.
Thanks for sharing, Jack.
7th place, with a guess that was 30 out.
30.
So you can probably work out what the number of dips was now.
I can't.
With 16 was Tom Martin.
Tom Martin, well done.
His guess was 60%, so he was quite far out on both. Guess.
That's a dig.
That deserved to put him in 6th place.
Yes.
20 out with 66 is Jim Richardson.
Well done, Jim.
He also guessed 53%. I did say it was a multiple of 5.
Okay.
So,
again,
I don't think he really listens either. But if he does, I apologise. But
this is ruining us, this game of guess.
Now, I know this person's going to be disappointed with their placing on this.
Okay.
In 5th place, with a guess 18 out, with 64, is Steve Bauer.
Oh, Steve.
But he can have the gift of pride, because he was the closest to the percentage with 5%. It was only 5 out with 40%.
5 out in the percentage, Steve.
Yeah, you were 5 out.
That's it. Now, Steve was a previous competition winner of ours as well, so he will be bitterly disappointed.
But to place 5th, top 5, you know, if top we were five. Doing ranking points for top 5 and up, he would be up there.
He would be up there.
In 4th place, a very, very late entrant this evening, with 17 out, is Kaylee Kerrin.
Well done, Kaylee Kerrin.
It's Kaylee Kerrin.
4th place.
We're 29, she guessed 35, so only 10 out.
Only 10.
Now we're back down to the big three. The three probably know that they're up there. The winner might even know who they are now. But we're going to reveal.
Right, so
in third place...
What do you win?
Third place for the Spag Bowl recipe.
Signed Spag Bowl recipe.
For the signed Spag Bowl recipe by myself and George. 14 out. With an answer of 32, definitely doesn't listen, Cheryl Craft.
Cheryl Craft gets a Spag Bowl recipe.
She gets herself a Spag Bowl
Sam's
recipe.
Sam's mum gets a Spag Bowl recipe.
28% she guessed as well. Once again, I said a multiple of 5.
So she doesn't listen.
So the big two, the man going home with a chicken katsu curry recipe.
Right.
8 out with a guess of 54, Scott Bodie.
Scott Bodie gets the katsu curry recipe.
And that means in first place, with a guess of 40, meaning he was only 6 out.
6?
6 out. 35%. Ross Sparks.
Ross Sparks.
And he's won, he's won twice now, that means.
He's
on a roll. So Ross Sparks in first place.
Well done, Ross Sparks.
Now, I did have a disqualification of a bid. From one George Martin.
What happened?
Well, basically, you would have won.
Yes! Yes! I 100%, anyone listening, 100% did not have a clue.
You guessed 43. The answer's 46 times.
Whoa.
Yeah, so you would have won by 3. You would have been 3 out, so you would have beaten Ross by 3.
Scribble Ross's name out. I'm getting that T-shirt.
No, you've already got a T-shirt. I'm not letting you win. It's like, if I won, I could have just guessed 46 and 45, couldn't I? And gone,
Sam, I didn't know the answer. I was 3 out.
You're involved in the show, and I think the fans would prefer it if Ross.
No! Okay.
That means you knock Cheryl out of third, Scott out of second into third, Ross into second. You effectively knock Steve out of the ranking points places, so he's in sixth.
But maybe...
Imagine how annoyed Steve Tullett's going to be when he finds out he finished 11th, not even top 10.
If he finds out.
Yeah.
Maybe Scott Bailey would like a spag bol recipe instead of a katsu curry. You never know. But I'll tell you what.
Cheryl's definitely getting the spag bol recipe. She needs a better one.
I'll be a very humble winner.
Yeah. And you didn't win. You got disqualified. There's clearly a DQ next to your name.
When you were reading those out and I hadn't heard my name, I was like, he's put me in there and I've won something. I was like, oh no, this is not good. But okay,
yeah.
Ross Sparks,
congratulations. And Scott Bodie and Cheryl Crawford, well done to everyone.
Thanks for taking part. Maybe next week we might get a competition going again. Mm. So it's Ross Sparks runs away with the T-shirt this week.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you what, can that man...
He only won it by two, though.
He did, but can...
And if they got the same answers, Scott would have won on the...
What was the percentage?
Oh, no, Ross would have won on the percentage as well.
What was the percentage?
45%.
45?
Used.
Okay.
The closest was Steve Bauer, 40%.
Oh, nice.
But
nice.
Tom Martin's guess is ridiculous. 16 dips with 60% paint used.
Big old dips.
Yeah.
Big dipper.
Yeah.
Now, my question is, can Ross Sparks look more handsome?
Now, what do you mean?
Like, he's already handsome, but is there any way to make him more handsome?
Well, put a Caught on a Kodak t-shirt on.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Get a Caught on a Kodak t-shirt, and maybe, if you want a t-shirt anyway, just get in touch.
Yeah. Ross, just let us know what size you want.
Yeah.
And we'll do two sizes smaller or bigger. It's a lottery.
It's a game of guess.
It's a game of guess.
Yeah, our game of guess, we're going to guess Ross's size for him. Okay?
Med.
Yeah.
Being polite to the listeners.
Being polite. Well, that is absolutely superb.
Yeah, and I don't think we should post the results on Facebook until, like, tomorrow evening, because I don't want people just not listening and just looking for the results.
Yeah.
I want to make them listen.
That's fair enough.
Mm. Yeah, make them listen. We'll make them listen. But, yeah, well done, Ross Sparks, Scott Bodie, Cheryl Craft, Kaylee Kerrin, Steve Bauer, Jim Richardson, Tom Martin, Jack Biswell, Cody McCaffrey, and Steve Tullett.
Thanks, everyone, for taking part.
So, well done to you. And well done to me for a great game of guess.
And make sure you stay subscribed. Get us on all the socials, because that you can be winning all sorts, can't you?
Well, I know there's going to be a lot of people now. And they're going to be annoyed.
They're going to be a little bit annoyed.
Because
but
they didn't enter the game of guess.
Yeah, but whose fault is that?
No, not mine, because we put plenty of alerts out there.
Yeah.
Don't be upset if you don't win. You haven't won.
And to be fair, we've spammed them.
We've spammed them. Spamming the internet.
Yeah, that's our marketing campaign. Spamming the internet.
Yeah.
So anyone that wants to get involved with the show, caughtonacorak@gmail.com.
Yeah.
That is to anything, any questions you got, any emails, send them through. We record generally Tuesday nights. This goes
weather
out
permitting
on the Tuesday night as well. That's how quickly we work.
That's a quick turnaround.
So
we don't need an edit, though, do we?
Not really. We're so natural.
Oh, yeah.
I just have to bleep out the occasional C word.
Oh, yeah.
Don't say that, because now we've got to bleep that one out. Right, where the... It's my pen. Oh, it's near the end. I'll find it. And follow us on Facebook. Just search Caught on a Kodak. Make sure you like the page, because that way you get all the updates.
Latest updates.
All the latest.
There's normally an update once every other day, sometimes every day.
You get all the inside scoops of what's hot
right now. Yeah.
On Twitter, this is important this week, follow us, @CourtCoatRack. That is because the poll of whether Tom Sorrow should be a guest on this show, that is going up on Twitter.
Tomorrow?
Probably tomorrow at some point. So make sure you get involved. Make sure you get your friends involved.
Your mother's involved.
Everyone involved.
Yeah.
Because everyone wants Tom Sorrow on the show.
But do they? That's the thing we've got to find out.
Well, yeah. Oh, I know the answer, but you know.
Yeah. I've heard the answer too.
Yeah. So, Sam, you got any more for any more before we wrap up this evening?
No, just what a game of guess. And there will be another prize like that, but there'll be another competition, but I've got to do something that intricate again.
Yeah, that was excellent.
So I cut the grass again this weekend. That filled the whole green bin this time.
Yeah, 100%.
100% fillage.
Yeah.
Probably about a 10 centimetre air gap at the top. Which is what you want. Which is what you want.
Alan Partridge.
Yeah.
So, again, if you want to, if you want a t-shirt.
I was going to do a video this week, but I haven't had time. It wasn't funny.
Who, you?
Just a vlogger, aren't I?
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, just super quick. Sorry to drag this whole show on, but Sam, you said your little talent thing you were doing. Is that coming any closer? You were learning something for the show. Have you been practicing it?
Been practicing.
Still not good.
Let's define good next week.
Oh, are you just doing it next week?
No, we'll define good next week.
Oh, okay, and then we'll see.
Yeah.
Okay, well, if you want a T-shirt, get in contact with us and we'll sort out something for you, because you'll end up paying for it.
Yeah, you will, be honest. You will have to give us some money for it.
Yeah, we're not taking the brunt of it.
Yeah.
So, it's a goodbye from Sam.
Goodbye.
And it's a goodbye from me. See ya.
Game of guess. Woo!